Hello, and thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Yael Shadarel. Hello. Today, we'd like to talk to Dr. Lightman about the concept of being loyal to myself. Nowadays, we feel that we're not that loyal to society, to ideas, to other people, to relationships. Loyalty, the concept of loyalty, is losing its power, but being loyal to myself is on the rise. This is what we'd like to talk about. Be with us, Yael, please. Yeah. Today, many people feel that the safest thing is to be loyal to myself. You see that you can't trust many of the people in your life, whether they're close. Today, really, even inside the family, there are people that feel that they can't trust others, that they can't be loyal to other people, that others can't be loyal to them, sometimes even between parents and children. And a person reaches the conclusion that he can trust only himself. Meaning, if I remain loyal to myself, then all the good things will come from there. That's the safest place for me. Now, another perception says that a person knows what's best for him. Meaning that if I really look deep inside, then I'll be able to know what's right for me. What career to choose, who's the right spouse for me, what's the right deal to make right now. I simply have to know myself well enough and trust in myself, because sometimes society deviates you from that true place inside yourself. What do you think about this approach that says that a person can be loyal only to himself and only man knows what's good for him? If a person knows what's good for him, then there's nothing better than that. But a person doesn't know. A person doesn't know what's to his benefit and what's not. Based on what? Does he know the truth? Does he know the plan of creation? How does society develop? Does he know what his faith is? He doesn't know anything, really. The other thing is that he's constantly changing. He doesn't know according to what program or plan is he changing. So based on what can he believe himself, trust in himself? He has constant doubts. Doubts meaning that he's all the time in collision with himself between what happened a moment ago, what's going on now, what will happen in a moment. I'm really hanging in the air, as if a new person's born in me each and every moment who's different than the previous me. And what are you going to do? Therefore, to believe in myself, I can't, as it says, don't believe in yourself until the day of your death. So I want to understand, where can a person believe in himself and where can't he? He can't. Can he know who's the right spouse for him? Of course not. We see that from life. What kind of career should I choose? He can't know that either. How, at the ages of 18 or 19 or 20, can he know that this is what he'd like to do all life long? The question, is there something like that nowadays that you like all life long? How to raise your children correctly? We see that no one knows. So what can he know? Nothing. Nothing. He can only know that he doesn't know. Okay, I want to ask about a different approach that talks about being loyal to myself. It's very common. It says that a person's supposed to be loyal to his values, to have this inner compass, something that directs him, so that he'll know how to make the right choices and to be able to withstand external pressure. So, therefore, we're trying to build a family, a home this way, have children, have an apartment, a car, maybe some fund in the bank or something. Meaning, whatever I can do in order to feel safe, I do it. So much so that there are people that have storage at home with food and other things, meaning it gives them a feeling of security. So they don't believe anyone. They don't want to depend on anyone. But this is how it is. And I see that today there are many people that are searching for where's the safest place for them to live. And so they buy houses in different places around the world, next to the ocean or on some deserted island, and so on. People want to ensure a good life for themselves, safe life. But I don't think that they're succeeding at it. Going back to what you say, that a person builds a kind of infrastructure for himself, family, work, storage, something that really helps him put both feet on the ground. What does it give him? It gives him an anchor so that he can't really leave. But he has to carry this wagon around all life long. And on the one hand, he's loyal to this wagon. He has no choice, even if he wants to get rid of it. It's very hard, practically impossible. And this wagon also supports him. How? That he dies in his own bed. I don't understand. It's unclear. How does it support him? Why is it important for a person's life to be organized this way? But you see that this is how we're organized by nature. Yeah, but what does it give us? Because it's hard for us to survive without a family. Today it's a bit different, but still, it's hard. But nonetheless, people are looking for different ways maybe, but because we simply can't. As it says, do not forsake me at old age. Okay, now I want to ask about values. It's a kind of inner compass that a person has that directs him, that he can be loyal to it, meaning that he knows that there are certain red lines that he doesn't cross. There's a set of values that he's loyal to. And being loyal to myself actually means being loyal to my values, to what directs me. Yeah, that's actually how we want to arrange life. Is this approach correct? What do you think? Yeah, for the masses, it's good. We want for everyone to get married, to have children, for their children to fill the kindergartens, schools, universities, workplaces. And this is how life continues from generation to generation. We want to direct a person to this kind of order of life. I want to look at it from a bit of a different perspective. In a world where there's a lot of deceivement and corruption and lies, and you have no one to trust or believe in, everything's falling apart, what am I left with? With myself? Yeah, but maybe at least you have a family. Yeah, maybe, but let's put things on the table. The numbers show that. In short, all those things that in the past gave me a sense of security that I felt loyal to, they're all disappearing. And more people feel this way. So this is what I'd like to ask about. People feel that stop looking for someone or something that you can be loyal to, because you won't find it. Not big ideas, not pretty societies, not other people, nothing. Start looking deep inside yourself, inside your heart, and feel, where would you like to go? What would you like to do? What's true and what's false for you, what's right and what's wrong, and try to connect to that inner compass and be loyal only to it. Try to really feel it. meaning to shift my focus from all those things that in the past made me feel safe and secure. Now I can only trust in that. Many people feel nowadays that there's nothing else left. They take different courses. They join different small societies that give them psychological support. Right, that helps me find the innermost point inside of me and try to listen to it all the time. What do you think about this approach? It's psychological compensation. In the future, will this be able to be the anchor that will give us the security that we used to get in the past from other places? No. Why? Because it's the same psychological support that we used to get from our job, the party we belong to, society, our country. Today, it's through more inner supporters, different techniques, psychological, psychosomatic ones. But still, all in all, why doesn't it work? Because I'm developing all the time. And if yesterday I found some method, and there are many methods, then today I can no longer stay with it. It seems insufficient, unsafe, unpromising, not satisfying. And therefore, again, I remain empty and I'm looking again and again, meaning a person eventually has to find, and he will find, eventually he has to find a method that will develop him, that he'll know how to develop himself, his tools, his vessels, in contact with the upper force. So he won't find some psychosomatic phenomena that fulfills him. The universe or himself, it's one and the same, because what we feel is only ourselves. But he needs to find a method that'll give him the means of how to develop himself, manage himself, so much so that he'll be similar to, equal to, the upper force. I can't really find the words for it, but undoubtedly that the despair, the search, the feeling of helplessness, the desire to be dependent on something, to trust in something, to find loyalty in something, this will lead him to a long path of search, at the end of which he'll find. What does he have to find? He has to find the upper force of nature, beneath which all of nature exists, and that the upper force controls everything. And then man will truly have the correct, safe, endless anchor that he could trust in, be loyal to. I'd like to go back to something that you previously said, because I'm sure that some of our viewers are asking themselves, can a person arrange a set of values or an inner compass that will lead him to the right place? How? How can he know? Just like it's been for thousands of years, why shouldn't he err now? That there's something inner that he can trust, that he can be loyal to. No such thing. Everything that you're talking about are those forces in a person after he's been deviated 1,000 times in 1,000 states. I'll tell you what people talk about. What prevents a person from being loyal to himself? First of all, that he doesn't know who he is and what does he want. He doesn't know how to correctly look at his internality. And the other thing is that there are different things that distance him from himself. That first of all, it's society that sells him different things that confuse him. And inner things that confuse him, like fears, like wrong habits, like the need for love or belonging for which he's willing to sell many pieces of his inner truth in order to feel a sense of belonging. But this approach says that if we clear all those things that are standing in the way, a person will be able to look deep inside, know what's true, what's right for him, and advance correctly. I see that you're smiling, so where's the mistake? For a person to be able to choose what's good, to choose the truth, for him to know what's good and what's not, he has no such foundation in his nature. What does he need in order to know? He doesn't see the upper force that controls his life. He lacks a broader perspective of life. No, he has to be inside that program that controls him. So inside that program, when he'll have a view of his life, then he'll know how to control his life. As if he has to know how to come out of himself and look at life from the outside. No, he has to associate himself with the upper force and to see his development from within the inner force. What is the upper force? Nature. Nature, all of it. That develops everything according to a special program called the thought of creation. And this is what we have to follow. So what prevents a person from seeing the truth and seeing the map of his life and to follow it correctly? What prevents that he doesn't see the upper force? He has to discover it. And a person can't just discover it unless he has an inner inclination, an inner demand, an inner deficiency for the revelation of this force. That he can't live if he doesn't know what is he living for, what's the meaning of life, what's the purpose of life. If this is something that he doesn't clearly understand, he feels that there's no meaning to life. He doesn't have the strength to get up. If he has these inner preparations for the truth, then he finds a way to achieve the upper force, reveal it, inquire it, identify with it, and keep on living in a way that he associates himself with this upper force. What is this infrastructure for revealing the truth? A person's inner inclination to reveal the truth, if he has it. Not everyone does. Only a few do. And the others, they're willing to live an ordinary life. And the price of living the ordinary life is that a person will never know. Even if he'll be loyal to himself, he'll never know what to choose, how to choose the good, actually. True, but those people that aren't seeking for it, still they do choose something. They choose different methods for themselves. Live this way, live that way. Through education, advertisement, different things. So here we see that there are people that want to discover the upper force themselves, the meaning of life, the purpose of life. For them, it's simply a must. And there are people that aren't drawn to it. Yeah, they're not drawn to it, and they're incapable of it, meaning they don't have this desire, the desire for it. And therefore, they're willing to receive it from those people that do attain it. And therefore, human society is divided into two. That there are those that attain the plan of creation, the upper force that encompasses all of nature. And there are those that will receive the method from them of how to live correctly, and they will be loyal to those people that attain that upper force. They will be the guides of the other part. Right. Okay, going back to the truth. In order to have a good infrastructure for revealing the truth, I need an inner inclination. What else do I need for it? Well, there are other things besides it. In Hebrew, it's called Nishmat Adam Telamdenu, meaning that if a person has a strong desire, he discovers the place from where he can receive the method, a teacher for how to realize the method, a society in which he realizes the method, and the creator is revealed by the teacher in the society, and a person reaches connection with the creator. So there has to be the inner inclination, method, teacher, and society in which all of this process takes place. And all these together help a person reveal the creator. Yeah. What is it to reveal the creator? It's that a person reveals who he is, where is he headed, what forces advance him in the best possible way, what is the plan of creation, and this is actually his entire practical realization. Okay, so today we especially talked about being loyal to myself. If I'll be loyal to myself, I'll really try. At heart and soul, to be loyal to myself, to my desires, my thoughts, my values. And I'll try to follow this line and to really listen to my inner truth and be loyal to it without deviating, you know, being clean with myself. And this is how I choose to manage my life from this moment and on. And of course, I'll have ups and downs and success and failure, but suppose in laboratory conditions, I'll follow this line. Will this bring me to the best place in life? No. If you're on your own, no. What do I need? You have to realize the inclination that you got. So what's missing? Why isn't it enough to only listen to my inner truth? Why won't it bring me to where I want to go? Because the way in which you have to develop is, it's not for you to develop your inner desire, but for you to acquire the external desire, which is opposite to your inner desire. You have to acquire the qualities of the Creator instead of the qualities of the created being which you possess now. What does it mean to acquire the desire of the Creator? Bestowal in love, something that you don't have. How will that help him live in a better, more correct way? By that, he'll be loyal to the upper force. Will he also be loyal to himself? Of course. How? Because you'll change yourself in accordance with the upper force. You'll be as one. What does it mean to be loyal to myself, the way you see it? That I realize myself in the best possible way. My entire potential, I realize it in the best possible way. Yeah. What I'm trying to understand is, why did you suddenly add into this equation an external force, upper force, upper desire? Why isn't it enough to be utterly loyal to my inner voice? What's this thing that you're adding to the equation that I don't understand? What it is, what will it give me, and why will that help me be loyal to myself and will lead me to the best possible place? That then, everyone has their own truth. And we heard these things many times. And it's useless. All in all, you're developing that piece of ego that you were born with. And it controls you. That you're clean with your own truth, and your entire truth is all in all the way it controls you. You don't even have the ability to look at it from the outside to see how does it control you, where is it leading you. What? This inner ego that you're loyal to. I have to be loyal to the force that's outside of me, the external force, whether it's the group, the teacher, and the creator. And then, by these two forces, my inner egoistic force and the force that's outside of me, by these two forces, I can build myself. So if I understand correctly, a person's loyalty to himself is being loyal to his egoistic force. And it's not enough to correctly develop. Of course not. Because what do I develop? My ego a bit more and a bit more. We're doing it for thousands of years. And what do we have as a result? What does it mean that I'm loyal to my inner truth? I don't know. What is your inner truth? Is it yours or not yours? It's not yours. You got it from childhood and from your parents and from the environment. It's not yours at all. For sure it's not yours. What's mine? Nothing. Besides the desire to receive pleasure. But all the rest, all of its different forms, that's not you. These are things that you have acquired. So, when you're saying that I have to add something external to my inner force that will allow me to, you have to empty your desire of what you are and to fill it with the form of the Creator. Which is what? To fill it with the force of bestowal and love. And what will that give me in life? It will give you an infinite life, like that upper force that you acquire. It will give you truth in life, the ability to see life in a perspective that's in between the worlds, generations, beyond time, space, and motion. Any person is capable of it? Yes. Dr. Lightman, thank you very much. Thank you, Yair. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.